It's Kathy there.
Yeah. Hello, Dr. Wright.
Oh, hello, ma'am. I'm sorry. I just couldn't hear you to start with.
Oh,
say, just
thank you
we
for
get,
taking my call.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. But just before you get started, you want to help me with a bad joke?
Sure.
Okay. Did you hear about the lady who refused to pay her exorcist? What happened to her?
No. What?
The lady who refused to pay her exorcist was repossessed. Sorry about that.
That was a good one.
Your turn. I got to shut up.
Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for being there for the public, and I have two quick questions. After developing a chronic cough in 2015, I finally went in for allergy tests and found out I was allergic to, in order, grasses, trees, pollen, or mold, and dust mites. So my doctor recommended shots, allergy shots.
Okay.
I'm wondering, do you think they're safe, and how effective are they?
For inhalants, they are actually pretty good. And here's an obscure fact that's relevant, ma'am. I'll get to the relevance after I give you the obscure fact. The American College of Allergy, and now it's called the American College of Allergy and Immunology, was actually started in the 1920s by three doctors, two of whom were homeopathic doctors, and one of whom was a regular medical doctor. Now, what does that suggest? Well, it suggested that what it is very low-dose stuff. That's what homeopathy is, right? And it's still the case. Even in these days, they just don't tell you. We're doing kind of like the homeopaths do. They start with a tiny dose of whatever you're allergic to, and then escalate it a little if your immune system tolerates that, and then bring it up a little and bring it up a little. And you know that actually is fairly effective. I'm not going to tell you it's perfect and it removes all symptoms, but most people who have it done tell me it's quite helpful, and it's due to those two homeopaths and the one non-homeopath MD who kind of snuck homeopathy into regular medical practice.
Great. So go ahead with them then.
Yeah. And there's one other thing to tell you about, though, ma'am, and that is if your body is reacting to allergens, if you don't know it already, and I bet you do, you're allergic to foods. I am not kidding.
Oh, my gosh. I'm having the worst time with foods. My diet has become very restrictive.
Yeah. And you know you can get desensitized to foods, too. Now, depending on where you're going, to which doctor where, if you're going to, let's just call it mainstream medicine, the desensitization for the inhalants is really pretty darn good. But they don't do much against foods. Now, there are a couple, three foods, if a person's allergic to them, I wouldn't recommend desensitizing. One of them, of course, is anybody who's gluten sensitive, just forget it. And similarly for many people with dairy allergy. But other foods can be desensitized. And one of the things that's very encouraging to many of the people I work with is they tell me, well, let me tell you about a landscaper who I worked with about 20 years ago. He said he came in because every spring he just got all totally stuffed up, and he worked with his crew. He wasn't in a big company. He had a crew that he worked with and went around landscaping, and he got all stuffed up and hacking and sneezing and sneezing and all that. Okay, well, we checked him for food allergy as well as inhalant allergy, and on top of the list for him, he was allergic to everything ever made out of milk and dairy. Okay, well, he got desensitized. We do some desensitization also, but not to the milk and dairy. I told him, don't do that. And he says, oh, okay. Well, funny thing, he came back over a year later and said, you know, I couldn't stay away from milk and dairy, and you know what I've noticed? When I do stay away from the milk and dairy in the springtime, I'm not near as bad with my allergies, but the minute I get into some ice cream the night before, here comes my inhalant allergies back. And how's that work? I said, well, look, your immune system only has so much energy, and if it's fighting away against what you're eating, it can't fight as hard against the stuff you're breathing, can it? So since that time, that man's avoided milk and dairy altogether, and he's had much less trouble with his landscaping, reacting when he's landscaping in the springtime.
I noticed that the mold, when they said don't, the doctor said stay away from canned products, smoked, cured, you know, all these things that might have mold in them. And I do react to that. Is that because maybe I have internally I have a high degree of fungus in my system?
Possibly, ma'am. Now, I doubt that you've been through an entire lifetime without taking antibiotics here and there. Is that correct?
Oh, I've taken lots of antibiotics.
Those who have are frequently harboring a whole lot of a common yeast called Candida in the gut. Now, for ladies, ladies get Candida vaginal infections, but what they don't realize, and men don't, obviously, but what don't they realize is that if we take a lot of antibiotics, there's a very good chance that the gut is populated, way overpopulated, I should say, with Candida. Having a tiny amount is normal. That was found in the 1890s before anybody ever took any antibiotics. But when we take a lot of antibiotics, it wipes out the competition for the Candida. The Candida really overgrows, and Candida can trigger all kinds of nonsense in our bodies. It's been proven to have over 70 different ways in which it can cause the body to be reactive to this, that, or the other thing. So anyway, you can get yourself checked for Candida. My favorite way of doing it, because it doesn't involve turning in a stool test and it's highly accurate, is a first thing in the morning urine test. You can actually look it up yourself. Go to Great Plains Laboratories online, and Great Plains Labs or Laboratories, I forget which, and you put in microbial organic acid test. And what that does, it picks up some of the waste products that come out of Candida, but they're only made by the human body in a little bit. It's not an inexpensive test because it's also checking for waste products from other nasty critters that we don't want in us. But Candida is the one that shows up positive over and over in people who've taken many antibiotics. And then getting rid of that Candida, yes, you need some help from a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, but it is very doable, and that settles things down too, ma'am. So anyway, look up that test online.
I'm seeing Dr. Russell at Toma Clinic, but I was just trying to narrow my problem down so when I go see her, we can focus more on how to proceed instead of trying to keep figuring it out. So I will go back and make an appointment to see her when I start my shots. And I just have one more quick question.
I am taking
your calcium osteomins.
Osteomins, you mean, yes. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But I find that I can't make time for the strontium in the morning. Is it going to work still?
It's going to work, but it not nearly as well, ma'am, because the strontium was found back in the 1980s to stimulate the cells that build bone and to slow down the cells that destroy bone. Now, it doesn't kill them. It just slows them down, and that is one of the key things in rebuilding bone. So you got less of a chance if you aren't able to use the strontium. Well, now the whole point, it doesn't have to be in the morning, ma'am. Here's the deal. Dr. Jean-Marie, who is the great guru of strontium research, he just says don't take them at the very same time because they compete with each other to get absorbed. So look at one, if one separates them by 3 or 4 hours minimum, that'll do the job. It doesn't have to be a.m. and p.m. It can be p.m.
but
at bedtime.
It has to be on an empty stomach and no dairy, right?
No, ma'am. It does not have to be on an empty stomach.
Oh.
But dairy has calcium in it, so no dairy. You're right.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't have to be an empty stomach.
Okay. Well, I have that in my cupboard, so I will try and rework my schedule for that then. Well, thank you so much for taking my calls and questions. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for calling and putting up with bad jokes.
Sure. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.